I know you want to hear some rock and roll, but I'd never forgive myself if I didn't mention the role of my brother John Helms and Brian Feuer, who took care of the canvassing, you know, like getting the word out. When we were kids in Texas, we distributed circulars and everything, you know, and in all of my shows, I always knew that I could depend on John to get the word out, you know. And I'd feel real bad if I didn't mention it. I just want to say it has a very special meaning to me to present this band here some 12 or 13 years later. I had a partner years ago named John Carpenter. He had a group called The Great Society, which at that time featured Grace Slick. John Carpenter is now dead, but he was a really, truly great man who added a great deal to the San Francisco music scene of that time. And one of the things I would like to credit him with, we did it together, but it was John's idea, was booking the Paul Butterfield Blues Band. And so I'd just like to say as a point of history that John Carpenter is credited with really breaking the Paul Butterfield Blues Band on the West Coast. I think some of these dudes even slept on his floor at the time, right? John Carpenter, you remember him? My old partner, John Carpenter. All the puppies and dog shit and...
when I come stay at your house, about what year was that? I was still wearing continental suits. Come out, seen all these girls with no brassieres on. It blew my mind. I loved it.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's truly a great honor to present the original Paul Butterfield Blues Band.
Thank you.
Yeah, excuse me, we take a little time in between tunes because it's been 10 years since we played the last set together. It's like riding a bicycle, though. You don't ever forget this shit.
Thank you. don't love you no more.
Thank you.
something now. I'm a midnight creeper, all day sleeper. Been a long time since I've seen the light of day. You folks might think that's a crying shame, but I love to live my life this way.
Cocaine is also bad because anytime you gotta pay the price for feeling nice.
What did I say? Why? What did I say? Why? I said you got to pay the price for feeling nice. I said, folks, you got to pay the goddamn price for feeling nice. If you use cocaine, you're in danger of running out. That's paying the price for feeling nice. So, let me tell this. This is a sad part of the story right here. This is why I had to quit smoking weed, see? I used to smoke weed, but there's two bad things about weed. You got to pay the price for feeling nice. Number one is, I read the paper, you know, it gives you the female hormones, make your chest swell up, kind of, you know. You grow titties. What else can I say? You know, I'm trying to be nice, girl. Excuse me. You grow titties, but I see it's in the paper, man. I swear to God, that's true. You grow great big tits from smoking too much marijuana. The second thing is, you eat everything in the house. You got to pay the price for feeling nice. And if you eat everything in the house, you're going to eventually end up big as a house. Paul Butterfield gave me one of them tie sticks to take home the other night. I smoked it all, hauled it all up myself, and I ate so much I couldn't fit in my brassiere no more. I swear to God, you got to pay the price for feeling nice.
Oh,
coming back.
Thank you. What really makes me love her
Minnesota swing.
Turn on the drummer's vocal mic.
Just a bunch of dull and boring suckers up here. Ah, I've seen you somewhere before. You look good, too. Woo! A pretty girl is like a melody in a hand. Look out. God, dumb it. I have a hard time keeping my mind on the music. You know how it is. Okay, we got our drummer from many moons ago, the Paul Butterfield Blues Band, Mr. Sammy Lay. We'd like to sing a song for you right now. Call it Got the Mojo Working. Come on now.
Thank you. Thank you. just don't work on you. Family God, he's the one that made it happen, and all the people are here. Let's give a round of applause. Come on. Yeah. You want to hear Butter one more time? What?
As these wonderful people are stepping up to play a few more licks, I'd just like to thank all the old Family Dog people, all the people who helped me over the years, and there were literally hundreds of them, and I'm sure a lot of them are here tonight. But anyway, I wish I could thank you all individually, but you know who you are. God bless you.
try to keep me with you. Don't lie to me.
Don't lie to me.
Don't you lie to me.
Don't you lie to me.
Cause if you mess with me, man, I'm something jump evil as a man can be. Now look at here, baby, what's this I see? How come these kids don't look like me? Don't you lie to me.
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 Well, if you make me mad, evil as a man can be.
Family Dog, we'd like to thank you very much for keeping such a mellow day, man. It's been unbelievable. Give yourself a round of applause, man. Really. Come on. You made it right.
A round of applause. A round of applause. This is your... That's it. No, you hippies. It's time to clean up and clear out. You've had over 10 hours of it. We're probably going to be bringing up those big lights any second. If we could bring up the big lights, then we'd see who everybody is, and we could see where them garbage bags are. A lot of people spaced out their garbage bags. Like Humphrey Bogart, right? The treasure of the Sierra Madre.
The mountain has been good to us.
Well, it's been a day on the Greeks, you know what I mean? And underneath the Greeks,
our mama.
And we want to clean our mama up. We're going to take the garbage bags to the left. We need a lot of light.